one of the other sheriffs.
Do you want to talk to someone?
Yeah, I did.
Really? Okay. I don't know if he got a full statement from you or...
Well, you can come on up and just stay here.
Okay, yeah. Your address here is...
No.
All right, ma'am.
She went to go have... Well, you know.
And you live... Where do you live?
She doesn't. She's just here.
I'm her cousin, and they're having a garage sale. She called me at 8:17 because I have it on my cell. And I mixed up my PD. She said, I just heard pop, 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 and you always said, that's probably dense. It's a kid in the house. So she called me at 8:17 when she heard the pop. That's
okay.
All I know about it. She was just calling me to tell me to come in the back gate because something was going on.
Okay, so you weren't here yet.
No.
She was just calling, and you said that was at 8:17?
8:17.
You know what? Yeah, but it was before that.
Well, she was, yeah. She had a group, just heard it.
Okay.
So I looked at my cell phone, and it was 8:17. So it was somewhere before that.
All right.
But
I have two of them.
And she also told you guys.
I'll bring them over tomorrow.
Hello?
Thank you. Hi, Evelyn. Marty's
in room. Okay, great. Thank you.
You'll probably be calling you.
10-4, thanks.
She's also got a bathroom that you guys can use.
Oh, that would be so nice. Okay, what's your name? Yes, I am. We're not about to take it off.
I know. We stand on the
okay.
But she doesn't. We told the other guys that were up there, come use the restroom, or if you need more water, or if you want coffee, you know.
Okay.
I was standing, we're getting ready for a garage sale this week.
Right.
And I was standing outside, and go and check.
Okay. I'm sorry, Terry. You spelled your last name from the... her cousin. Okay, and if we need to get a hold of you for some reason, your phone number? You know how it is. We talk to everybody,
yeah,
and then
I know.
If someone goes, yeah, there was some lady named Terry that said stuff,
yeah,
if I went, I didn't know.
I'll call my daughter back because it happened right after she was running late for work. She had just left, and within a few minutes is when I heard all that. So it was right before 8.
Okay.
And I called her when I got to the gate and told her to use the other gate. I saw the sheriff coming in because I was out here working, and I thought, a little odd, but they sometimes cruise through here. And then I didn't hear anything back there. I didn't hear any shots back there. And then within like 5 to 7 minutes, I'm standing and I hear like 8 or 9 pops. And because of what she told me, I knew they were gunshots. So I walked in the house for 1 minute. When I didn't hear anymore, I went up to the gate, and the sheriff was laying on the lawn and bleeding, and there was another lady that I guess was leaving. She had stopped, and she told me, go get my blanket out of my car. So I went and got the blanket, and we put it under the sheriff, and they cut off his shirt and his vest.
Paramedics were there already?
Well, the one neighbor is a paramedic,
right.
I guess.
So he cut it
there.
Off?
Yeah, he had a knife. He was cutting it off, and it missed his vest, but he was shot right up here. And but I heard like 8 or 9 pops.
Okay. So when you saw the sheriff, he actually passed.
He was going this way.
He was going this way by your house.
Yeah.
And then you would say it was like 5 to 7 minutes later, you heard shots. Were you here or were you in the house?
No, I was right here.
You were right here on the driveway.
Yes, I was here.
And you heard like 5 to 7 shots.
It was actually, I think, about 8 or 9.
Yeah,
I was
eight or nine.
I was trying to count them because that is weird. Who's shooting out here? I did.
Okay. So you went in the house, and then
for 1 minute, and I said, that's stupid. I went and grabbed my cell phone and went up to the gate.
So were you calling me on the way up to the gate?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, when you say up to the gate, you mean up to?
This is the gate right now.
Okay, so you walked all the way up to there.
Yeah.
Who was there at the time you got there?
When I was there, the paramedic, and I found out, he just moved in last week, so I don't know him. He's, I guess, a neighbor. He was there, and there was a gentleman from the fire, his blue t-shirt said fire department on the back, and there was the lady, and I don't know who she was either. I hadn't seen her that had stopped. I guess she was leaving, and she stopped.
Okay. Do you know what kind of car it was?
She had it was a black SUV. I think it was a Chevy.
She's not a neighbor?
She might be, but I don't know some of these people.
Because you took the blanket out of her car.
I took the blanket out of her car. And I was just, and then I called 911 because they still hadn't come. when I took
you use your cell for that?
Yeah, I took the blanket back up there, and I called 911 again because it seemed like a while, and I didn't even hear sirens. And the dispatcher said they've been dispatched, and she was asking me if the gal on the back, how what her condition was, and I said I didn't know because we hadn't gotten.
Right.
Does it time mark your phone call to 911?
Well,
they'll get it, yeah. But you could give it to her now.
I can try calling my daughter again. It was
doesn't tell what time you made the call? Your cell phone?
Well, Lauren left, and like within a couple minutes after she left is when it all went down.
Okay, but what time did you call her?
I just tried calling Lauren.
No, what time did you call her this morning?
I didn't call her. She left, and it was right after she left.
Oh, I thought you were calling her to tell her to use the other gate or something.
No, I tried to call her to find out what time she left.
Oh. But it's
might have a more exact
time. But
the bathroom.
That time doesn't show on your phone when you tried calling her?
Well, I called her from the regular phone.